So that was my trip to Tulsa.
That was the most fascinating thing I think I've ever. That was just fascinating.
You know, Big Fatty can clip out segments of that for his show next week.
No, you didn't even mention Big Fatty. How would he do that?
Well, because like the long cookie story, he can keep coming back to me and asking me how my trip to Tulsa was. Mm-hmm. I'm giving him, I'm producing his show.
Oh, I see. There you go. DI Plus technology segment brought to you by.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That was the most fascinating thing I think I've ever. That was just fascinating.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1398. Of the BFO for Wednesday, the 5th of June, 2013. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me show. Y'all, I got nothing. I've got absolutely nothing. Big Fatty, I hear the train going off the tracks. Hello, flat toppers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are flat toppers today. Y'all, I've just received 3 testimoniums from old Lurie Warbucks. Y'all remember old Lurie Warbucks? He used to live up there in the Connecticut, up there with that Daniel Bieber, who you heard at the beginning of today's show, along with that Adam Burns. I can't wait to hear more about Adam's trip to Tulsa. Y'all, there doesn't sound like this. I'd rather hear about soft baked cookies than a trip to Tulsa. But y'all, Lurie Warbucks has just sent me 3 just lovely pictures. Big Fatty, are they vulgar? No. And Lurie Warbucks has decided to get the Big Fatty haircut. So y'all, to recap, y'all, everybody wants to be on the Big Fatty diet, and everybody wants to be on Big Fatty's opening of the little show, Big Fatty, that's your opening, and now the new thing is everybody's going to have flat tops. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. So, y'all, I think that's just lovely. Can't wait to see Miss Beaver, that Kim Beaver. With a flat top. Big Fatty, you know she's already got one. By the way, y'all, I think Miss Beaver's missing in action. Hadn't seen or heard a word from her all week long. Hadn't been on the Twitter, hadn't posted anything at the lodge, hadn't had a comment on the BFO. Big Fatty, I hope she's okay. Anyway, y'all, got an e-letter today. From Luke Miller. Now, y'all, if that name sounds familiar, you've probably heard different little shows lusting after little Luke Miller in the past and over the years. But y'all, he does a little show called The Instant Gratification, a little show, and he and his co-host Edward. Oh, y'all, that is some barbecue poke. Yes, Big Fatty, and a garden salad. But y'all, he has sent me his information that the two of them are going to definitely be coming to the Pride 48 and Lost Wages. And y'all, I will remind the rest of you, by the way, veritable Virgo, if you are within the sound of my voice, I did have you on the list still for Pride 48. I don't know how I skipped over it, I guess. I was looking for your real name, and it was under veritable Virgo. Anyway, you're still on the list, and you're still in the count. Y'all, if there's any of you out there, or if any of you do little shows, now's a good time to start looking at your hotel room and your plane trip reservations if you're going to Lost Wages. Y'all remember over at pride48.com, click on that Excalibur link over there, and you can make your hotel reservations, y'all. And it's quite frankly, you get a better deal than if you click on the 35% off deal that the Excalibur is running. Y'all just use the discount code XPRIDE48. But you can just click on the picture of the Excalibur over there, and it'll take you right to it and get you the good rates and all. Now, the rates are only good the 6th through the 9th, so you can stay the 6th through the 10th. So if you come in earlier, send Big Fatty an e-letter, and I'll give you a little hint. I gave the little hint on the state of the station, but I'm happy to give it directly to you also, because I know there are several others of you out there that are coming. So anyway, now's the time to do that. Y'all, I was... Did you hear the Vons? Yo, yo, yo. Y'all, she did a Nana Fest, or as she called it on the 20, she did a Fatta Nest. Y'all, she's decided every once in a while she's just going to blow it out. And y'all, stand clear when it happens. Y'all, but she's not going to do a little segment. She's just going to get on and natter. And not going to limit herself. And by time, y'all, she spent most of the 45 minutes of this new show telling us what she was not going to do, and then doing it exactly opposite of that, and then having to remind herself that she wasn't going to do it. And then she'd remind us again. But y'all, it was good. It's just the old gal sitting there. Conscience was banished from the studio, the only bad thing is I didn't hear those darling children that I love. But anyway, y'all, also, you can tell I'm catching up on some of the little shows. Y'all, I caught up on that, what do you call it? The Pot Is My Co-Pilot. Y'all, it sounds like they had a really good time down there at the Godays. Sounds like a small but fun crowd that was at the dinner. And y'all, I do plan on trying to get down there in 2014. So anyway, I was terribly disappointed I couldn't make it this year. But y'all, with the hats moving and everything, I just couldn't commit. And please forgive me for not making it this year, but I'm going to do my best to be there next year. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Who else? Oh, y'all, I heard the Big Liar. You know, he is the co-host over there on the Joe Batant Show. He was talking about going to the theater, and y'all evidently he has revealed a secret love for the state of Alaska. Y'all, if you've got any facts and or tips on the state of Alaska, please send them over there to guys at CU Podcast. I know the Big Liar. He'll love to hear about it. Yes, Big Freddy. There's that. And then what else did I listen to? I listened to I was just thrown back by the Vons. Yo, 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 yo. Anyway, y'all, I really don't have anything today. Since there was one more picture over there at the Spotting Big Fatty. No, I'm going to wait. Since there was only one, I'm not going to go over there and look at it until there's another one. So y'all send a picture over there to old Spotting Crazy. By the way, the assistant, I've written to the assistant asking specifically about exitings of the birth canal. Now, I got a little help from another little mouse that sent me a few names. But y'all, there ain't a lot of birthings in June. So what is that? June, July, August. So y'all, evidently in September, there's not a lot of fucking Big Fatty Volga. Big Fatty likes the TV, and y'all, I'm not going in the Fat Cave to talk about this because you know there ain't no quiz programs on right now. Y'all have been watching. I've been watching the Braves baseball, and y'all, I gotta tell you something. Baseball players are hot, and baseball is a young man's game, is all I got to say. And y'all, Big Fatty, we got it. But y'all, I've got this subscription to the TV Guide, and y'all, they had a thing in here about the 60 best shows that got cut short, that they were canceled too soon. And y'all, I don't think I really know any of these. Y'all, Freaks and Geeks, I've heard people talk about Freaks and Geeks before, but it was canceled. My So-Called Life, now I think that's not what I thought. Frank's Place, that was the, I think that was a spinoff of, let's just see here. It was something about, it was, I don't know. Anyway, Profit, don't remember Profit. Firefly, don't remember that. East Side, West Side, don't remember that. Police Squad, that was kind of a spoof on those, TV shows. No, not TV shows, those moving pictures about the airplane and all that kind of stuff. Deadwood, don't know what the hell that is. I'll Fly Away. And Sports Night. Now, I remember people talking about Sports Night, but I don't know about those. Those were the top 10. But y'all, here was some others that they thought were canceled too early. Y'all, and very few of them I agree with, but there are a couple on here that I really agree with. One of them was called Action, The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., Alien Nation, Aliens in America, Andy Richter Controls the Universe, Bakersfield, PD, Better Off Ted, Boomtown. Now, y'all, this next one, I totally agree with. It was called Brooklyn Bridge. And, y'all, it was just such a good show. If you can find it on your all those movie machine things that you hook up to your TV, if you can find the Brooklyn Bridge show, watch it. It's really, really good. Buffalo Bill, don't know what that was. Carnival, Cliffhangers. Y'all, that sounds like a quiz program. The Comeback, Eli Stone. That one sounds familiar, but I don't really remember it. But I think that may have, Eli Stone may have been the one about the attorneys. I really liked that. Ellery Queen, Equal Justice, Eyes, Easy Streets, Homefront, Huff, Jericho, The Judy Garland Show, Karen Sisko, Kolchak, The Night Stalker, Max Headroom. Now, that was an odd show, but Big Fatty liked that one also. Men in Trees, Men of a Certain Age, Murder One, My World, and Welcome to It. I think that was about that cartoonist. The Number One Ladies Detective, Agency, Nothing Sacred, Nowhere Man, Over There, Party Down, Pasadena, Playmakers, The Powers That Be, Pushing Daisies, The Richard Pryor Show, The River, Sons and Daughters, South Central, Swing Time, Terriers, Twin Peaks. Everybody's heard of that one. I didn't really care for that. Undeclared, Unsub, Wonderfalls, Wonderland, and A Year in the Life. Y'all, there were only three. There are only three in there that I recognize that, anyway. Y'all, want to also remind you, the quiz programs are beginning to start up this month, and there were three that Big Fatty wants you to think about. By the way, y'all, I watched three episodes of The Big Balls. By the way, I'm going to have a vegetable plate. Once I finish recording the little show, y'all, I'm going to have some green beans, and I'm going to have some Brussels sprouts, and some cabbage, and one of those good onions that I cook. Big Fatty, I don't want to be around you after you eat all that. Anyway, coming up on the 23rd of June, that's 2 weeks from this coming Sunday. Y'all, that's the full moon. Big Fatty. Y'all, that's when that whodunit show is going to premiere. Let's just see what they say about it. CSI creator Anthony Zucker produces this reality competition that tests contestants' investigative skills by placing them in a fake murder mystery. Y'all, and they had to put fake in there so you didn't think they had to do it. Y'all, this Under the Dome, have you seen the commercials for this Under the Dome little show? I may put that in the TV machine. That premieres on the 24th. And y'all, then on the 26th, that Wednesday night, is the Big Brother. And y'all, I don't know if there are probably some rumors out there about who's going to be in the house. Y'all, I hope they don't bring that Brinchel back. You know, if they bring that damn Rachel with the red hair back, y'all, I'm probably just going to have to cut a bitch. Be ready. Let's just see what else we got here. What week is this? This is another. Y'all, by the way, did you know it's the 60th anniversary of the TV Guide? Y'all, and it's the 60th anniversary of the channel here in town that the Weather Rat is on. So anyway, y'all, it's got the 60th greatest comedies of all times. Let's see how many of these we agree with here. I'm just going to go through. I'm not going to read all of them. I'll just do the top 20. Why don't we? Number one, of course, I know the Von Yo-Yo will be pleased by this. It'd be I Love Lucy. All in the Family, by the way, y'all, be prepared for bagpipes from Walnut Hills because, you know, that dingbat died. Number three, Seinfeld. Y'all, I never really liked Seinfeld. The Honeymooners was number four. The Simpsons, that's a cartoon, y'all. Number five, Mary Tyler Moore. Number six, y'all, I love that one. Love Mary Tyler Moore. MASH was number seven. The Cosby Show. Y'all, the only thing I liked about Bill Cosby was his sweaters. He was number eight. Number nine was Cheers. I didn't really care for that one either. Saturday Night Live was number 10. Andy Griffith. Number 11, Dick Van Dyke. Number 12, Modern Family. Number 13, y'all, I'm not on the Modern Family bandwagon. I'm sorry. Your Show of Shows, y'all, that had that Sid season, that Imogene Coco on it. Friends, number 15, Carol Burnett Show. Y'all, I love the Carol Burnett Show. Roseanne, didn't care for her. Number 17, Arrested Development, never seen it. Number 18, The Big Bang Theory. Y'all, I really liked that the first couple of years it was on, but I've kind of fallen away from it. And number 20 was The Golden Girls. So, anyway, and y'all, there's a... Oh, dear Gussie. There's 40 others, but I'm not going to read those to you. I'm sure Hat M's ears are bleeding enough as it is. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. And maybe, y'all, by the way, it's been raining like a mofo here in Charleston, and it looks like it's going to continue all week long. So, y'all, just reviewing, we've talked about podcasts, and I've read to you from the TV Guide, and I've concluded with the weather. Daniel. Sound Nazi, you. What did you think of today's little show?
That was the most fascinating thing I think I've ever. That was just fascinating.
Oh, well, I'll tell you about Tulsa tomorrow. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.